from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. At the U.S. Supreme Court today, the question of whether anyone who serves as president can be immune from prosecution for anything they did while in office. ABC's Terry Moran is outside the Supreme Court.
Former President Trump is claiming that he cannot be prosecuted for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election because his lawyers will argue in court presidents have, quote, absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for any official acts they take as president.
Also today in New York, Donald Trump stopped by a construction site on his way to criminal court, where he's on trial for his alleged role in a hush money scheme ahead of the 2016 election. Donald Trump is also named as an unindicted co-conspirator in a case out of Arizona that said he and others schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency to keep him in office after the 2020 election loss. More than 200 days in captivity for Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polin, who was seen on a video released by Hamas this week. His mother, Rachel Goldberg's reaction.
Any parent and anyone who has parents can imagine after 201 days, more than half a year of doubt and fear and angst and trauma to have that. It was very bittersweet.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson visiting Jewish students on the campus of Columbia University at one point chanting by pro-Palestinian activists drowned him out.
They have screamed at those who bear the Star of David. Enjoy your free speech.
Numerous protests on other campuses as well. That's the University of Texas, where police on horseback dispersed crowds. Dozens were arrested. Just in for the Commerce Department, the nation's GDP rose 1.6% in the last quarter, a sharp slowdown from the previous quarter. You're listening to ABC News. It turns out, for a lot of us, retirement may never arrive.
More than a quarter of Americans over age 50 who've not yet retired tell an AARP survey they don't think they'll ever retire. That same survey found that one in five adults in that age group do not have any retirement savings, and the average credit card balances are going up among older adults. There is some optimism, though. The survey found that 33% of the respondents believe their financial situation will be better in a year.
ABC's Brian Clark. Several of the blades from the iconic windmill at the Moulin Rouge Cabaret tumbled down into the streets of Paris this morning.
Tourists shocked to see the damage. Monica Villegas visiting from Costa Rica.
I was surprised because I came here just to see this. We're going to start a tour here. And yes, we wanted certainly to see the Moulin with all the things, so it was weird to see this.
The cause remains unknown and there were no injuries. Local media report foul play has been ruled out. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
President Biden is traveling to Syracuse, New York today to promote American investments in semiconductor factories. Apple losing its crown as the number one smartphone seller in China. According to new economic data, the company reporting smartphone shipments down 6.6% from a year ago. Honor and Huawei now share the company's top billing. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.